out with the laziest P1s in the Suntime Pool Spa and Patio area at the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash, Saturday, June 12th at Joe Pool Lake. Presented by AT&T Wireless and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line here. We will take a look at last night's Rangers game here in just a bit. And with more on that, here is Snake Davidson.
It is time to debut a brand new segment here on the Tiny Hardline. We are tentatively calling this High Point, Low Point, in which we examine the high point of bands across the world and the absolute low point of those same bands. How could one band be so high yet come up with something so low?
High point, low point.
That is the question, huh?
Understood? Understand?
Right.
Now, are we talking about choices they've made in their career or just songs?
Songs. Just flat out songs.
So bands that have great songs.
Yes.
But have written bad ones too.
Yes, they have. There is no question. And why did they write these bad ones? And sometimes these bad songs signal the end to said band. Sometimes they didn't. So we will look at them all. So this may be an ongoing segment, depending on how it goes today.
All right.
Shocking that we debut this at 5:10, but what the hell. So we will start off with a band.
Boy, we're working without a net here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, man. We'll start off with a band that everybody knows and everybody loves, the band Styx. The 1970s band.
Yes.
And they cruised into the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And this song.
Everybody remembers this.
Is pretty much when they reached the height of their success.
Paradise Theater. Right? Is that the record? You got Tommy Shaw in the band. And
well, he'd been in the band for a while.
Well, I know, but he was writing more and they were rocking out more.
Right.
Not so progressive and
artsy
and
teen art rock and
whippy.
Everything.
Man, I used to love this song.
Was this a huge hit for them?
It was pretty big.
Pretty big.
It was a big FM radio hit.
Right. I don't know if it was ever a single, but it was a very big FM radio hit.
Really?
Yes.
What's the difference?
A single is something that they might be played on more of a pop station.
I know they played this in all the clubs.
They did?
Boy.
Oh, wow. And boy, I know we played the hell out of this at the zoo, too. God almighty.
Well, this is probably about
this
their
is about
high point.
A day for me.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I love this song or love any of these bands that we're even talking about, but at one time or another, all these bands that we're talking about were a pretty beloved act for whatever reason. So there's Styx High Point. Now, how could a band like that, and they had so many hits. We were rolling through in the Inco, the stuff that the Bone plays on them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had tons of hits.
Yeah, they did.
Most of them were off that Paradise Theater.
What was the other record that was big for them?
Oh, gosh. Pieces of Eight, Cornerstone.
Yeah. Come Sail Away.
Come Sail Away, yeah. So they go from that, and how did that same band think that this formula would ever fly?
Low point. What the hell is this?
Garbage.
Turn this up.
NASCAR.
What is that? I think this was voted one of the worst songs of all time on that VH1 list.
I've got the secret. This was a hit.
I know.
Tommy Shaw hated this.
They played a lot.
Yeah, this basically broke up the band.
Yeah.
Because Dennis DeYoung, this was his brainchild, and nobody else was on board with it, but they had to have him to make things go at the time.
Boy, that guy sucks.
And it derailed everything for everybody.
Mm.
Danny, what was that song we were listening to?
Rockin' the Paradise. That's a beating.
Wow, is that a bad song, too?
Yeah, but Rock when I was
in Paradise, I think bad song.
I like that song. Play that. That's not a bad song. Rockin' the Paradise, that's not bad.
It's a whip.
Boy, that is terrible.
Rockin' the Paradise is terrible?
God, I always liked it.
Listen how campy and no substance whatsoever. And listen to Dennis DeYoung's voice.
Just like all their songs, but it's not bad.
Listen. God! Whoa! What
you doing tonight? I never minded this song.
What you doing? What you doing? This is a commercial for Kia, is what it is. This is show tunes with electric guitars,
yeah,
what
is.
This is.
This is something you hear in Branson.
It's not something you hear in Branson.
That is. It's bad.
Well, Roboto is definitely their low point.
Yeah, but when I was a kid, I loved that song.
What, I think Mr. Roboto?
Oh, I think I had the record for that.
Kilroy was here.
Did you buy Mr. Roboto?
I think I might have.
No, all right. I've never owned a Styx work.
Let's move on to a band that we're all familiar with and that we all love. The Beatles. And the Beatles had high points galore. I mean, they had a million songs. And so, Daniel and I picked this song.
It doesn't get much better than this for me.
Just because we thought, as far as writing and music goes, this was...
probably one of their highest points.
Yeah. This stage of their career.
Just genius.
One of my favorite Beatles songs.
Absolute genius.
The thing that's great about this is how could the Beatles possibly have a low point in their musical career?
Well, they do. And this song, I think it had to be a joke.
We found one.
It absolutely had to be a joke by the four of them just to throw this on a record and see the reaction they got, which obviously they didn't get much of a reaction at all.
Here it is, Wild Honey Pie.
Number 9, though?
Yes.
That's not even a song.
Well, it's on a record,
it's just
isn't it?
Noise.
They put it out.
It doesn't count.
Why not?
This
they
is
put
a
it
song.
Out.
Yes, this is way worse than Revolution Number 9.
Well, I mean, if you cut the cheese on an album called it Fart Number 10, would that be considered a song?
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't.
What is this? What are they doing?
Well, they're obviously putting out a joke song. No, well, they think that's funny.
So I kind of thought they did that with Yellow Submarine.
That's okay. That has rhythm and
everything.
Yeah,
nice melody.
That was always kind of a beating to me.
But
Yellow Submarine.
That, oh, that right there.
That is a skip.
If you
when I'm listening to the White Album, that is a skip. Wild Honey Pie.
If I had heard every Beatles song in the world except for that one, and you just played that for me and asked me to name the band, I would guess a billion different bands before I'd guess the Beatles. Listen to the beginning of it.
Okay, it's starting to grow on me.
What is that instrument?
Sounds like a theremin.
You think they were sitting around during a recording session, they were just goofing around, and they came up with that, and they go, hey, let's see if all the idiots will buy this.
Do you think that there was marijuana involved in this song?
You know what? Just stupidity. It doesn't have to be drugs.
I've heard marijuana does lead to this type of thing.
It's a gateway drug.
That's what they tell me.
And then we get to the Jefferson Airplane. Now, I'm not so sure if this was their high point. I know you're not.
Although this was the soundtrack to one of your pot parties in 71.
It was.
The soundtrack to every movie about Vietnam ever made.
But I love this song still.
I do too.
I still will sit through this song. Will you?
Yeah, I've always liked this.
You?
It's just, no. This captures the entire essence of what I think the 60s were about.
Just spooky and creepy.
It kind of does.
Playing in the background of an opium den.
Yeah.
Or a pot party.
Maybe. And her voice.
She was great.
Oh, my God. She's awesome.
As a Funyun slowly dissolves in your mouth. You don't even have the energy to chew the damn thing. You just let it sit in there.
And that cotton mouth of yours. But who would have ever thought?
I don't know what you're talking about there.
Yeah, you do.
Now, this song is great, and this is where this started, because Danny and I were listening to this yesterday while we were listening to Reiner's Pot Party. And we said to each other, how could a band put something this cool out that led to this?
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Okay, if this city that was built on rock and roll existed in this song, why is it built with electronic drums and synth bass?
Say you don't know.
Who's that?
Aren't they part of rock and roll?
No.
Who's that guy?
That good bass work, though,
Mickey
Danny.
Mickey Thomas. Say you don't care,
so why did they bring him in the band? Who invited him?
Because they kicked Marty Balin out. Marty Balin. They made the mistake of kicking him out. Look, you go through their history, and you will see that they were good when and only when Marty Balin was in it.
Danny, you talked about the worst song list. I think this was
number one, wasn't
this
it?
Number one. If not VH1, that Blender list.
Yep.
How could Grace Slick be on board with this?
She wasn't.
Well, what was
she
doing?
In the band.
She's in the
she
video
doing?
Dancing her ass off.
She was doing it for the money. And this was a big hit,
which
she freely admitted at the time.
She did? What'd she say?
I don't know if she did it at the time, but later she admitted that she hated all this stuff. She hated the Starship back then.
Just how campy and cheesy that is. And then play White Rabbit again. Listen to how funky and cool it is. And they
this song meant something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they have so much stuff that's like this, that's so hippie, you know?
You know, really, though, it's unfair to compare this to the Starship.
I don't care.
It's still Grace.
Yeah, but that's all it is. That's the one thread.
And that Craig Chiquiso.
Well, he's not on this.
I know that.
All right.
And what's that called?
High point, low point.
Might have legs if we have some production value for it.
What do you mean?
They're like, what do you want?
It's a theme song.
Okay. Danny, make it happen.
Okay.
All right. Coming up next, a very, very exciting ticket ticker.